This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's John Osterlind here with you. And we are living in unprecedented times here in the United States of America. We have never seen anything like this before, what has happened over the last 24 hours with the coronavirus. It looks like pretty much everything in our country will be shut down for the next month. Expect today for them to cancel March Madness. Expect that to come from the NCAA today. Expect them to say there's not going to be any college basketball tournament because they're afraid of the coronavirus. Yesterday they announced that the NCAA would have their March Madness, but they would have it in empty arenas. And what's interesting about that is the NCAA Women's Final Four, some call it the Lesbian Fest, but the NCAA Women's Final Four was set to be played here in New Orleans at the Superdome. But yesterday they announced that they're going to have the tournament, but the tournament games will be played in empty arenas. So you wouldn't need the Superdome. They could play it at a local high school around here. They could play it at De La Salle High School, or they could play it somewhere around here if they're not letting people in. But now, I think you're going to see today they're just going to cancel the whole thing, because the NBA suspended their season last night. Again, we have never seen this in the history of our lives. This has never happened before. The National Basketball Association said, we're not playing any more games, because one of their players, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, tested positive last night for the coronavirus. And another thing, after he tested positive and the NBA said, that's it, after our games tonight, we're suspending the season until further notice, the last game was supposed to be the Pelicans against the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. It was set to be on ESPN at 9:30. And they even said they're going to play it. That's going to be the last game. And then once 9:30 came, the Pelicans refused to take the court because one of the officials who was officiating their game last night officiated the last Utah Jazz game with Rudy Gobert. And so the Pelicans said, we're not taking the floor last night. And then they got on the public address in Sacramento and said, this was supposed to be the last game, but we're not playing. So we don't know when the NBA is going to come back. I expect the second most exciting thing in sports, in my opinion, March Madness, the NCAA college basketball tournament. I expect that to be canceled today, because what people are doing now, what authorities are doing now, they're just err on the side of caution. Better to be safe than sorry. They would rather overprotect than underprotect.
This is over.
Yeah, they really are going far.
Protect. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, they really are going far. But look, Coleman, we've never seen anything like this before in our lifetime. What they should do look, the stock market's going to tank again today. I mean, the billions of dollars people have lost on the stock market. we've never seen this before.
It's not even the virus or the pandemic or the epidemic. It's the fear, the overreaction, and the misinformation. This is what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the scare or the coronavirus scare. I'm looking at it. This is the reaction when you have misinformation, you have scare tactics in the media, and then you have overreaction and fear. Like, this is all paranoia. This is, in my opinion, it's all paranoia. I get it. Some people have died. There's a coronavirus, but it's not as serious as everybody's making it out to be. And that's the part that irks me so much. We're shutting down an entire country.
No, they will shut down as much as they can. They will overprotect because the way they're looking at things, it's better to overprotect than underprotect. So that's what's happening now, and that's what we're seeing. Text us if you're listening. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, I think this is all nuts, but what do I know? Again, nothing offends me, and I don't get freaked out very easily, but our country right now is freaking out like it has never, ever freaked out before, at least in my lifetime. I can tell you that much. We've never seen anything like this. Text us your thoughts on the basically the United States shutting down for the next few weeks, if not the next month. And shouldn't that include our mortgage payments and paying the bills and paying the rent as well? If everything's going to shut down, shouldn't all that shut down too? If this is what they're doing? Text us at 504-260-9595. Your thoughts about what's happening right now in the United States of America. We've never seen anything like this before. And keep your text short and sweet. Put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. If it's good and it adds to the show, we will we'll put it on our show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And this is the time of our show now where we look at today in history and we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 12th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1974, John Lennon and his friend, musician Harry Nilsson, were ejected, thrown out of the Troubadour, which is a live music venue in Hollywood, California. It's still open, by the way. Why would a bar, a nightclub, a live music venue kick John Lennon out? You'd think most bars would want him in there. Well, comedian Tom Smothers from the Smothers Brothers, he was doing a comedy act, and evidently John Lennon and his pal Harry Nilsson were so drunk and so messed up that they were interrupting him. They were heckling him. They were yelling. And because John Lennon later said that he was out in Los Angeles. He went on like a few week bender and where he was just messed up for a few weeks. And this was one of the nights that made headlines. You know, you got John Lennon hanging out in your bar. The last thing you want to do is throw him out.
Rejected.
But that happened today. In 1974. And the reason why he was out in Los Angeles with his buddy drinking is because his wife, Yoko Ono, said, we need some time apart because I think you're out of control. And so he went out there and he was out of control.
I wonder why comedy is the only performance where people feel like they can interject themselves. You don't get it from stage plays or concerts. But every time somebody tries to do stand-up comedy, there's somebody in the audience that feels like they can add to the show when it comes to comedy. I don't know why comedy is the only one that feels like that.
Yeah, you don't see too much heckling going on at plays or other live gigs like that.
Nobody goes up on the court and helps LeBron James. Now, let me help you out with that. But
and March 12th.
Why today doesn't suck.
It was today in 1998. The band Korn served a cease and desist demand to an assistant principal at a Michigan school because the Michigan school principal suspended a student for wearing a t-shirt that said Korn on it. And so Korn heard about this and said, you can't be kicking kids out of school for wearing our band's t-shirt. Attorneys for the band Korn served the assistant principal, Gretchen Plues, of Zeeland High School in Zeeland, Michigan, and that whole public school district with papers demanding that the principal, the vice principal, and others stop making defamatory comments about the band Korn and its products, like its t-shirts and other things like that. How about that? The high school didn't like the kid wearing a Korn t-shirt, suspended him. Korn found out about it and sued the school.
That's pretty cool.
At least they stood up for themselves, huh?
Yeah.
And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's tough finding a reason why today doesn't suck here in the year 2020 here in the United States with the whole coronavirus situation.
Coronavirus, that was good.
Yeah, the whole coronavirus situation. We asked you to text in and coming up, we'll read some of your texts. Things are changing, and things are going to be like this for a little while. The NBA suspended the rest of the regular season because one of their players tested positive for the coronavirus. Colleges all over America, they are now closing up, and they're saying, just stay on your computer, and we will teach you, all you college students, online. And we all know what happened around here in New Orleans. There's no Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day parade. Yesterday, the Metairie St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled. Again, the authorities would rather be over cautious than under cautious, all because of the coronavirus. And you could text us, do you think that this is a little bit much? I mean, this is something else. Again, unprecedented times here in our country. We've never seen something like this. As a matter of fact, it makes you long for the Ebola virus. Because when it came to Ebola not that long ago, things weren't closing up like they're closing up in the United States of America right now. So text us at 260-9595. And we'll read your text coming up on the show. What do you think about everything that's going on right now? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And the coronavirus is the only thing that the United States of America is talking about right now. The NBA suspended the season because one of their players tested positive for the coronavirus. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz last night he did, and so the NBA, they don't know what they're going to do right now. The NCAA, they said the college basketball tournaments, the men's and the women's, are going to be played in empty arenas. They said that yesterday. Expect them today to cancel the whole damn thing. And what's interesting about the women's Final Four that was set to be here in New Orleans at the Superdome, but now that's not happening. Look, what they're doing, what authorities in our country are doing, and we've seen it here in New Orleans with the cancellation of all of the St. Patrick's Day festivities. What they're doing is they're being overprotective. they would rather be overprotective than underprotective.
But here's the thing. We were already being overprotective before all of this, when he was talking about the hand sanitizer and all that, and, you know, self-quarantine back even like a few weeks ago when the coronavirus was just starting to make headlines. Even then, that was being overprotective. Now we're going overboard.
But that's when the mass hysteria started, when people started running into stores and clearing out the stores of all the hand sanitizer and all the toilet paper.
Yeah. So now we're just being ridiculous. We were already overprotective before that.
This is destroying our economy here in the United States. The Seattle, they said, is a ghost town now. This is going to cost us trillions of dollars. The stock market's going to tank again today.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. And for what? The coronavirus, which is basically like the flu. And who does the coronavirus kill?
Older people with respiratory problems.
Kills people with weak immune systems.
Yeah.
And older people. It's basically a strain of the flu. That's what it is. We asked you to text us, what do you think about what's going on right now? I've never seen anything like this before in our lifetime. I said earlier, it makes us long for the days of Ebola. Because remember, not that long ago, everybody was freaking out about Ebola, but they didn't freak out this much.
Paul says, I don't think it's too much. Those people in the hospitals were somewhere they shouldn't have been in the last 2 weeks. I don't mind getting sick, but I don't want to get sick because someone else was stupid. The thing is, who's to say where a person goes is right or wrong? If they have travels, if they have family, if they have work or something like that, who's to say they're in a place where they weren't supposed to be? It's not like you can detect exactly where coronavirus is going to be in the future. You know what I mean?
And it's flu season. And again, this is just kind of like the flu. It gets you sick like that. That's what it does.
Makes you long for the days of Ebola? Shaking my head. John has dealt with death in his family before and should know better. Hell, basketballs and parades, this is not a game. I guess somebody didn't like the fact that he said it makes you long for the days of Ebola.
Look, the only reason I said that is because people didn't freak out as much as they're freaking out now. Our American economy didn't get destroyed by Ebola like it's being destroyed by the coronavirus and the mass hysteria around the coronavirus.
Right. And you can say that about any of them, whether it's Zika virus, whether it's avian flu. Like, we dealt with pandemics like this in the past, but it was never taken to this level where damn near everything American is canceled.
No, this is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this before in my lifetime. I'll tell you that. Text us if you want, 504-260-9595. Let us know how you feel about basically America shutting down for a while because of the coronavirus here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. John Osterlund here with you. And after hearing that song, you know, we have a band on this show. We're called the Ass Clowns. We do song parodies. And we decided to do one based on that song right there. We word it a little bit different on this show. And this is what a lot of guys say to their wives. Here's the Ass Clowns with our latest.
Baby. When I think about you, I think about sex. Darling, don't want to live without you and your sex. And I dream about doing it yesterday and today. I want you a week from Tuesday and all day, every day, I feel like doing, I feel like doing sex, I feel like doing sex, I feel like doing sex. Feel like doing sex with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's the Ass Clowns, the official band of the John Osterlin Show. Coming up, there's only one thing the United States of America is talking about right now. It's the coronavirus. We'll have more than that. Do you think they're overdoing it? Because we've never seen anything like this before. It's really taking its toll on our economy. And wait till you find out. There's other things happening too. Wait till you find out why some New Orleans meter maids just were disciplined. Wait till you hear this story coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And we're in pretty uncharted waters here, at least in our lifetime. We've never seen anything like this with the coronavirus. And then what is happening with the coronavirus. You know, over the last week or so, we've seen this really decimate our stock market, and today the stock market is supposed to go down even more.
But it's not the coronavirus; it's the fear over. The coronavirus isn't really doing nothing that the average flu is doing. This is the fear over the coronavirus and the misinformation that's actually collapsing the economy.
Yeah, Coleman, you could say mass hysteria.
Yeah.
When the media over the last week has been really focused on this, and you look at stores around the United States, how people are panic shopping. They are going into all kinds of different stores all over the country, and they're cleaning out the stores of all the toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and things like that.
Yeah, Walmart actually opened a second register.
How about
all
that?
The panic shopping.
And what this is doing to businesses as well. They say Seattle, which has had the most people test positive for the coronavirus, they say Seattle's a ghost town now. They say a bunch of businesses may end up going belly up because people have just stopped going out and going into places in Seattle. And what this is basically just another strand of the flu. That's what the coronavirus is. And you know, here around New Orleans, our St. Patrick's Day festivities have been canceled. The massive Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day parade, which is a great tradition here in New Orleans, will not be happening. Yesterday, the folks in Jefferson Parish canceled the Metairie St. Patrick's Day festivities for this coming weekend. This is what we're seeing, and we are seeing officials. You might think that they're overreacting, but they would rather overreact than underreact, right?
Right, but they were already overreacting before they over. This is past overreacting at this point.
And so, again, the NBA suspended their season last night because one of their players, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, tested positive for coronavirus. And by the way, before he got that positive test, at a press conference, he was kind of making fun of the mass hysteria around the coronavirus. And he went and he rubbed his hands over all of the microphones at a press conference. He didn't know he had it yet, But he did that while he had coronavirus.
Well, look, he probably got it by rubbing his hand on a microphone.
We don't know. And so we're seeing colleges now saying, don't come to classes. All the colleges around in and around New Orleans are saying starting Monday, all the classes will be via computer. You can learn online. Would you be surprised if high schools and junior high schools and middle schools and elementary schools all shut down for the next couple of weeks? Would that surprise you?
No, there was a report I was reading yesterday that said this one school is canceling just classes altogether because they feel like some of the students don't even have access to computers or internet. It was in a low-income area, so they're not even learning because they feel like if we do online classes, some of the students might be behind because they don't have access to internet, computers, and things of that nature to keep up with the classes.
Look, we want you to text us with your reaction to what's going on in the United States right now. This is unprecedented. We've never seen. Look, we've had Ebola. We've had other things. You go back the last 10, 20 years. Every couple of years, it seems like there's some sort of disease going around. But we've never seen it cause this much chaos. And we ask you to text us at 260-9595. What do you think about what's going on? What do you got over there, Paul?
R says, we as healthcare professionals are exposed to multiple flus, viruses, and diseases daily and have been forever. This is nothing new, just a new strand of another virus. In my opinion, the situation is vastly blown out of proportion. You don't see direct healthcare workers freaking out. We just go to work and do what we have to do and wash our hands. That's true. Everybody you see freaking out aren't in the medical field. It's either politicians or business owners or people in the media. But the actual doctors aren't freaking out.
So do you agree with closing shop like this, like so many things around America are doing right now? Again, they would rather be safe than sorry. And they're out there. They don't want this on their watch. They don't want people getting sick and dying. And again, this is just, it's another strand of the flu. And the flu kills people every year in this country. And this, the coronavirus, the people that need to be worried the most are senior citizens and people with weak immune systems. That's what's happening right now. And we're seeing a lot of mass hysteria going around with the coronavirus.
Randy says, how about we shut down all casinos in the metro area? It's a public gathering. I'd bet the situation will resolve itself a lot faster. And that's another clarification. The NBA did this on its own. The government didn't make them do it. It's the difference between the government shutting down things and personal businesses shutting down their own little events. The NBA has the right to do that, so that's on them. But the government, you know, that's a whole different story.
Last night in his address to the country, the president said no flights into the United States from Europe.
Yeah, he can issue a travel ban. It's that's in his constitutional rights to do that.
So look, text us your opinion. We'd like to hear it at 260-9595. Do you agree with what's going on? Our country basically shutting down for a while? Or do you think that this is an overreaction? Do you think this is mass hysteria? Again, they will tell you they would rather overprotect us then be on the other side and underprotect us. And we'll get to more of your texts coming up. And coming up next, some meter maids here in New Orleans got themselves into trouble. Wait till you hear this story. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And I saw this report on one of our local television stations here in New Orleans, on WDSU, where one New Orleans meter maid just got fired and five other New Orleans meter maids have been disciplined after a video shows them drinking and twerking while in uniform. Drinking and twerking in public. And you know what twerking is, right?
Of course I know what twerking is.
Well, not just you, Coleman, but I mean, if you're listening right now, that's the type of dance where women, I guess some men might do it too, bend over, put their hands on their knees, and then they just shake their booty. And because of this video, again, one has lost their job and five more have been disciplined.
An Instagram video sent to WDSU details a wild night out for a group of city parking enforcement officers. They're seen drinking shots, singing karaoke, dancing in the street, even climbing on cars, all while in uniform. Watchdog Rafael Goyeneche of the Metropolitan Crime Commission says that while the workers may have been having harmless fun, their actions reflect poorly on law enforcement.
Since they are in uniform, there's usually a code of conduct for all employees. And when you're dealing with, you know, an organization like, you know, parking enforcement or meter maids, there is an expectation of professionalism.
Have you ever had to deal with a New Orleans meter maid if they're in the process of writing you up a parking ticket? There's no dealing with them. Their job is to make as much money for the city as they possibly can, get as much revenue. So even if you just come back, I mean like a minute after your meter goes up, or I recently moved and the moving truck was double parked and it was only there for a little while. And as we were putting the last thing in, she starts writing it up, and there's no way you can stop them. You cannot deal with them. Once they start writing a parking ticket, that's it. You're getting hit with that. So here, they weren't on duty while they were getting drunk, jumping on cars, and twerking, but they were in uniform.
Yeah, their booty was on duty, though. I've seen the video.
That's booty duty. If you haven't seen the video and you want to see it, it's on our website right now at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. More on the coronavirus coming up. That's all anybody's talking about, obviously. We've talked about it a lot here on the show this morning. Again, authorities are thinking it's better to overreact than to underreact. But, boy, this is really hitting our economy. This is really, really hurting business. More on that coming up. But we had just told you how one New Orleans meter maid just got fired. Five more New Orleans meter maids were disciplined because a video went around of them in their meter maid uniforms, drinking, doing shots, drinking booze, and twerking, as well as jumping up on cars. Now, they were in their uniforms. That's why they can't be doing that in their uniforms. And by the way, if you haven't seen that video, we've got it for you on our website at Bayou957.com. I don't know how many times you've ever had to deal with a New Orleans meter maid. I've had to deal with them a few times, and it's a no-win situation for us. Because once they start giving you a ticket for parking violation, there is no stopping them. You could tell them that your children have coronavirus and you need to get them to the hospital right now. They would still finish writing out that ticket and putting it on your car because the city of New Orleans, which always complains that they're broke, they depend on that revenue for to get business done.
I think it's a shame that these women got disciplined because of the video. I understand it had to happen, but here's what I think. I think that video did more to help the image of the meter maids than hurt. Because we look at these meter maids, and they have a horrible job. Their job is to make people miserable. And they know it. They don't like to do it. But this shows that when they get off work, they're human beings just like us. When I saw the video, I was like, you know what? Now I respect them more. Now I see they aren't just robots. They aren't just heartless, careless beings that, want to make your life miserable. They have to do a job. And I think this video actually helps the image of the meter maids. I mean, we don't want careless, unfeeling people in our law enforcement. We like fun people. I like the fact that they did shots and did. I know it sucks that they were in their uniform and they posted it on
Instagram.
That's
what got them in trouble, yeah.
Yeah, but I think what they did was cool.
Well, Coleman, what would happen if today, like after the show, and I'm walking around the city of New Orleans like I do every day, and I see a meter maid like I do every day just walking down the sidewalk. What if I walk up to her and just start twerking right next to her?
I think that'd be pretty cool. I mean, you still get the ticket because they're on the clock, but I think they'll say, you know what? I have to give you this ticket, but later on, if you don't have anything to do, we can meet up at this karaoke bar and we can have a twerk off.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I could say, I just saw you on the video. I just saw that video. You twerking, you and the other meter maids or meter maids.
Now, based on their rules, I know they have to be a stick in the mud, but I'd rather deal with these meter maids than deal with that cop and Slidell that arrest people for using profanity. You know, who wants that image of the police, of your law enforcement? I'd rather this image. Regular, cool people.
All right. And again, if you haven't seen that video of the New Orleans meter maids in uniform climbing all over cars.
That was their car, too. It wasn't like they were just climbing random cars. That was that chick's car that she twerked on.
Twerking, doing shots of booze. You can see that video on our website. Go check it out when you get a chance. Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Well, in the middle of all of this coronavirus hysteria, there was some good news yesterday as Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison, meaning he'll probably die in prison, and that's what most people want. I mean, he was the face of the hashtag MeToo movement, a disgusting human being who became a Hollywood mogul, and because of what he accomplished in Hollywood, being the head of Miramax Studios, and he used that to just completely abuse woman after woman after woman after woman after woman. And he got his sentence yesterday. And one of the women who starred in one of his movies said something after he was sentenced yesterday. You know who Kate Beckinsale is? She's an actress. In my opinion, she's one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. And she's in her 40s. Like, when you look at her next to Jennifer Aniston, like, you look at their faces, in my opinion, there's no comparison. Kate Beckinsale is so pretty. I think Kate Beckinsale is one of the two or three prettiest actresses in Hollywood. She made a movie with Harvey Weinstein called Serendipity back in 2001. And when she went on the red carpet for the Academy Awards, she wore a pantsuit. Well, Harvey Weinstein wasn't happy about that. He said, "You look like a lesbian." He goes, why aren't you wearing a fancy dress like you should be wearing? You're representing our movies, and what are you doing wearing a stinking pantsuit?" And so she said that yesterday, right after Harvey Weinstein was sent to prison for 23 years. Now they're saying that he's on suicide watch, but there's the face of the disgusting face of the hashtag MeToo movement.
Why would you say that 19 years later? Like, oh, by the way, after it's all said and done, it doesn't matter at this point.
I know. And she said he also called her a very bad word that some men call women, which obviously we can't say on the radio station here. And she said that it's a huge relief that he's headed to prison for the next 23 years. Yeah, a lot of people seem to know, like, what his game was back in the day, but nobody ever said anything because the ones who did say something, Coleman, I could think of Mia Sorvino.
Mm-hmm.
Her career ended. If anybody said anything negative about Harvey Weinstein, he was that powerful. He would call the other studios, say, "Don't hire her. Don't hire her. Don't hire her." He would end careers. And so now his life will end in prison. So that's that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And we've never seen anything like this before with the coronavirus. The NBA suspended its season. Colleges. Are many colleges, all the colleges around New Orleans, in and around New Orleans, are saying, don't come to class. We'll be teaching classes online. Stay at home. You know, with the NBA, it's an $8 billion industry a year, and each NBA game is worth a couple of million dollars. And one of the players on the Utah Jazz, I guess he's patient zero for coronavirus. He tested positive late yesterday, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz. And then once that happened, the NBA decided to suspend all play until they can figure out what they're going to do. It's great news for the New York Knicks. I'll tell you that. But I've never seen in my life anything like this. I mean, you look at what the coronavirus has done to the stock market
It's not the coronavirus. It's the fear of the coronavirus.
All right, Coleman. And not just that, but when you look at you could be getting into the trillions of dollars that this is going to be costing the United States of America. Businesses mentioned Seattle, where they've had the most patients test positive for coronavirus. They say that city's a ghost town. Restaurants are just closing up. Nobody's going out. Nobody's doing anything. And what's next? How about all schools? Whether it's elementary school, junior high schools, high schools, do you see them staying open in the near future, or do you see them doing what we're seeing colleges do and the NBA is doing? And all of a sudden, maybe later today, you get a call if you're a parent? Well, school's closed until further notice.
Here's what should happen. Now, this guy that, in the NBA that has the coronavirus, they should monitor him. And once he pulls through and they see how fast he recovers, then maybe that should give people hope. Like, oh, look, it's not that bad after all, because he's not elderly. He's a pretty healthy. He's an athlete. He should be healthy. So when he pulls through from this, when he, you know, comes out of it, say, hey, look, I had it. Now I don't have it anymore. That should give people more hope. Like, look, hey, he was able to get over it. And so it's not that bad.
Coleman, I read yesterday, 100-year-old man has recovered.
Yeah,
there was a 100-year-old
man. There's a lot of recoveries
man.
That you just don't hear about. You only hear about the negatives in the media.
Mm. And oh, by the way, the officials in France, they made a big announcement. They said cocaine will not cure coronavirus. I guess there were rumors going around, and people were snorting up a bunch of cocaine because they figured maybe that could fight off the coronavirus. But alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Could hammer the coronavirus, but according to the French officials, they're telling everybody in France, no, cocaine will not cure the coronavirus.
I wonder if those Floridians brought their meth in to get tested to that police station, like they
Our show last week. That was one of the dumbest things I read all morning last week. How there was a police department in Florida saying, hey, if you're freaking out, if you're tweaking because you think your meth, amphetamine, might be tainted with coronavirus, you could just bring it here to our police station and we'll test it for free for you. And speaking of that, coming up, we will tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I was just reading about this 37-year-old woman who lives in Seattle. Her name's Elizabeth Schneider. She just recovered from the coronavirus. She went to a party in Seattle, and that party is where at least five people seem to have got coronavirus, because Seattle has the most people with coronavirus in the United States right now. And on February 25th, this woman, Elizabeth Schneider, 3 days after going to that party, she said she was experiencing flu-like symptoms. Quote, I woke up and I was feeling tired, but it was nothing more than what you normally feel when you have to get up and go to work. And I had a very busy weekend, but she said she felt sick. They told her she had coronavirus. She went home and did what people who get sick do. People who get the flu or whatever, they do what they do. And she has recovered from it. And she said, look, you know, most people, even if they do get it, you're probably going to recover. But the people who are most likely not to recover are the elderly and the people with weak immune systems. And so even the people, the healthy people, the young people that might get it, and they'll recover from it, but there's a chance that they could give it to someone that might not be able to recover from it. So that's the big thing. But look, I this woman, Elizabeth Schneider in Seattle, she's 37 years old. She got it. not that long ago, and she's already recovered from it.
How many 7-year-olds with weak immune systems are going to NBA games anyway?
It'll be interesting to see how when the NBA will come back, because they suspended their season. And crazy time we're living in right now. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and it's time for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Florida man. There you go.
Here we go.
Florida man arrested for standing naked in his driveway and throwing rocks at passing cars. Imagine, what'd you do the other night? Well, I was pretty bored, so I decided to get naked, go stand in my driveway, and throw rocks at passing cars.
Now, when you say he was throwing rocks, that's not a euphemism for, like, cocaine crack, is it?
No, he was just throwing rocks, regular rocks.
Oh, like actual geological rocks.
This happened in Port St. John, Florida. A Brevard County man was arrested for standing naked in his driveway and throwing rocks at passing cars.
Hiya!
According to the police arrest report. Brevard County deputies were called to that Port St. John, Florida neighborhood the other day and found 35-year-old Dai Khan.
You idiot!
Standing naked in the driveway of his home. Deputies said there were multiple witnesses nearby who saw Khan throwing rocks and hitting cars. Khan is being charged with the exposure of sexual organs.
That's illegal?
Yeah, and there has to be other things he's being... Let me check this police report. I mean, because throwing a rock at a car driving by, that's a crime. That's a few different crimes.
If you hit the car. If he actually has the stones to hit the car, but...
But in the story, Coleman, it says Khan is being charged with exposure of sexual organs.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow. And I know the only thing most Americans are talking about, pretty much every American is talking about today, is the coronavirus. But the Florida man being arrested for standing naked in his driveway and throwing rocks at passing cars. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This is the time of the show where I tell you what I learned on this morning. This morning show. Here's what I learned on the show this morning. Here in the United States, the coronavirus will bankrupt many more people than it will kill. And I also learned that most people who get the coronavirus, they need a few days in bed, they'll recover from it. The problem is, it's the people who are elderly and the people whose immune systems aren't as good. If they get it, they're in trouble. But it's the same with other diseases as well.
I learned that if you're a cop, you can get fined for having fun. Yeah, you know, the twerking meter maids.
Well, meter maids aren't cops, Colin.
Oh, I thought they were. They're in law enforcement officers, right?
Yeah, and that's when we told you about how one New Orleans meter maid lost her job and five others were disciplined because they were drinking, twerking, and jumping on a car while in uniform.
If their badges are made out of copper, they're technically cops. That's where the term cop comes from. Anybody that wears a copper badge.
Yeah, but I think some New Orleans police officers would disagree that meter maids are cops, too.
Okay.
And if you missed that video of the meter maids, the New Orleans meter maids, twerking and doing shots while in uniform, we have that for you on our website at bayou957.com. So, and our country is absolutely freaking out right now about the coronavirus. Hey, stay safe, be smart, do what you normally do. And you should be fine, right? Hey, Coleman and I today at 5 o'clock we're going to be at the Silver Slipper in Bay St. Louis. It's the spring's first rumble on the Gulf. There's going to be live music, and we're giving out prizes. We'll be there at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So we're still going out and trying to live a life. So if you're in that area, come by and say hi. It's our commercial free ride now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.